They'll be here. Don't worry about them, Venture said. You stopped the copy? Destroyed the code? They both nodded. Well done. Just in time, too. The waterfall is pouring into the pyramid above us. I can hear it coming. Harper's still down there, ranting and raving, Dr. Stribling said. He was staring into the thickening smoke, coughing and breathless. Leave him, Venture said. Just so long as you deleted the code and destroyed his laptop. The laptop screen showed the spinning model of the amphitheatre and pyramid. It didn't hold the entire engine code, of course, just a portion of it, just his first experimental program. Not enough to stop what was happening, but enough for Harper to take his revenge. Walking through the smoke, Harper worked furiously. The ground was bubbling red around him and scalding water poured down. He didn't notice. All his attention was on the laptop screen. He walked calmly and purposefully towards the two flickering, vague, outline figures struggling to get through the amphitheatre as it fell apart around them. A boy and a girl. Somewhere ahead of him in the choking smoke, predictably trying to escape. And Harper was no longer alone. The bubbling pool swelled and coughed up molten rock in a fountain of fire. Sand and debris rolled together and formed into shapes. Lumpy, inhuman figures of sand and rock and fire and earth, walking with Harper through the smoke and the rain that parted for them in the sudden, impossible breeze. The whole amphitheatre buckled and heaved around Matt and Robin as they raced through the hot fog. They had to be nearly at the entrance by now, Matt thought. Had to be, but he could hardly see through the smoke. They leapt up another broken step, jumped over a boiling pool of mud, coughed and choked on the acrid air. There was a roaring in their ears, the crack of the breaking rock, the rumble of the volcano, the crash of the water. Shapes loomed through the drifting smoke. Matt could make out dark figures closing in. He gripped Robin's hand tight. She was looking round, aware of them too. Harper appeared out of the thickening air. His hair was blowing in a gale that sent the smoke skidding away in billowing swirls.
You think you are so clever, he rasped.
Matt could hardly speak. His own throat was dry and raw. His feet were frozen despite the heat. A creature of glowing, molten rock was standing beside Harper. Its skin was blotched with dark crusts over the smouldering lava beneath. A steaming hand reached out for Matt and Robin. Other figures appeared, encircling them both, some earthy and dull, some like sandpaper wrapped round a huge doll, some glowing and smoking, all closing in. And behind them, from the top of the steps, a running figure, lean and human, not crude lumps of elemental matter crushed into the rough shape of a man.
The waterfall! Venture shouted. Robin, Matt! The water!